All right. We're talking to Dr. William Yates. We talked to him before. Yates Enterprises is his company. And you and your company have been developing these thermal scanners that are going to be used in small businesses to large businesses to airports now Heathrow has just started this program today, the first major international hub airport that is now widely using, rolled out for wide use. It's in the what is essentially the United Terminal there. That particular alliance of airlines. They have a separate terminal at Heathrow, and they've started that as a pilot program to see how well this works. And Dr. Yates, let's explain exactly what this is that people are having to encounter at the airports.
Well, it's pretty seamless process, and it's basically based on infrared light. So infrared light is emitted from a machine. It bounces off the person with a certain energy. It goes back to a sensor. That sensor turns that radiant energy into electricity, and then that's read as a temperature. So it's fairly accurate. I mean, it's very complex science when you get down to it, but it's very accurate.
Are people's rights to privacy being violated in this? I mean, that's when we started talking about this, it was interesting. I don't know, it was 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago when we first talked on this show. We received so much response to that interview, both during it and then after it, and people who are listening to the podcast of it and emailing or texting us, that, you know, they're like, well, how dare these airports, or whether it's a restaurant or a factory floor or whatever, be able to scan me? Because one of the images that came back in the story today, and I think people are thinking about this, is that when you're walking through and these cameras are looking at you and shooting this infrared light at you, it's identifying, you know, a lot about you. Now, you got to acknowledge that when you go to an airport, almost everything, I mean, you're basically naked when you go through one of those scanners that, you know, reads your body. So,
yeah, for sure.
They sometimes you've seen pictures that the TSA, rogue TSA agents will actually send out of things that you're like, oh my God. But
you wonder why they're laughing at you when you go through.
Right, exactly. Well, yeah, right. Well, no, I know why. But now I know that they know why. So here's the real issue. Is our temperature our own business?
Well, I mean, in ordinary circumstances, I would say yes. But when you put it against that, by learning one small fact about you might save lives and save jobs and basically save humanity, I'd say we'd have to make a compromise. Now, some of the infrared cameras, like some of the people are talking about, they use facial recognition, and that's artificial intelligence. So that, you know, I can understand when people start, you know, taking facial recognition, you never know where that information is stored. But they have much simpler temperature detection devices that do not use facial recognition, and they'll just let you know your temperature. And I think for somebody to give their temperature up to save a lot of lives is actually a very small sacrifice. Now, if you ask me, like, you know, do you have cancer or do you have COPD, then maybe that's too much information. But a temperature given what's going on today, I think that's a small price to invade.
Yeah. The facial recognition component you're talking about is actually being used at Heathrow. But facial recognition is already being used at airports anyway. And the idea here is that they're uniting the facial recognition component with their product. I don't think it's your product, though, is it? It's not your temperature?
No, it isn't.
No. Okay. The temperature scanners are using at Heathrow that they unveiled today that are going to be looking at this. And one of them, there's a couple different types of products. I'll let you explain that because you manufacture them. There's one that you have to walk up to and then pass through, and then there's a passive one that's just scanning a crowd looking for a high temperature. But facial recognition, right, the idea here is that if somebody pops at a higher temperature, which is 100.4 degrees Celsius, Fahrenheit, 38 degrees Celsius, that what they're going out and finding that person and pulling them over and telling them, hey, you can't get on the airplane. And I know there's going to be a lot of disgruntled people that are going to be going through this. What let's go back to what this is, because when we first talked about it, you said even going into a restaurant, this kind of technology could be used.
Yeah, it can be used anywhere. There are several different types of these devices, like you're alluding to. There's the high-end, which we can call the Rolls-Royce, the facial recognition one. Then there's the low-end one of all with infrared non-contact, which, not to say anything bad about a Ford, but is the Ford product. That one does not use facial recognition, but it's still fairly accurate. Now, I mean, it's just like if you walk through the airport and the alarm goes off, they pull you over to the side. I mean, nobody fights about that. And if you're carrying a gun or you got, you know, change in your pocket, so be it. You know, so I think that people are just going to have to get used to a new normal so we can continue with business. Say, for instance, we're just, you know, don't pay attention to any of these safeguards and say, oh, we're going to do whatever, and we get another, say, wave of this pandemic. I mean, we're barely holding on as we are now. So if we don't do anything, it's going to be a disaster. So, again, I think somebody giving their temperature, which may be elevated or not, you know, out as information, is not a big deal given what's going on today.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens. Right, that's where we do make these sociological turns, and crises often create them. All right, so as we move forward here in terms of your business, Dr. Yates, and you've got this company here in Chicago, and you're manufacturing these thermal devices that are going to be used as small as restaurants and as big as airports. That's the idea here. How is business going? What's happening there?
Well, it's going well. I mean, just the things you mentioned. The pushback from some people are that they don't want everyone to know their temperature. And as we talked about on the last show, it's not a total safeguard that people who don't have COVID won't get picked up, because approximately 40% of people who are infectious do not have a fever. So by no means just with the temperature scanner are you protected 100% from COVID coming into your place of residence or business. So there are limitations, but you have to say, well, what are my alternatives? Do nothing or do something to try to take a stab at limiting the spread. So our business is doing very well.
All right. Well, it's going to be brave new world that we've walked into here, Doctor. And if we had predicted any of this a year ago, that, you know, we would be in a situation like this. Again, I mean, nobody would have predicted this to be as wide ranging as it has been. And I think you made an excellent point, which is it is about keeping people safe, and you definitely want to save humanity, but you're also saving the economy. We are not going to be able to go through this shutdown again. And there is a really big raft of science that says that this infection isn't going to immediately go away and may spike back up. It's spiking right now in South America, which is exactly the process that we see these kinds of, whether it's a flu virus or it's a coronavirus, like a cold and stuff like that, that moves around the world. We see that, and it's very likely to be back here in the fall if it ever leaves.
Or sooner.
Yeah,
or
sooner. Right? And it may not even leave. So
about... Yeah, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but about humanity and the economy, everybody who's fighting to open up, that's fine. But I think we should do all we can do to prevent it coming back. And these are just one of the things. You can't have it both ways. You can't want to go out and party and eat without doing your part to prevent it spread. I mean, because you just can't. Because in the end, science always wins.
All right. Dr. Yates, thank you very much. That's true. I learned that in high school because it almost won keeping me out of getting out of high school. Thank you, doctor. Appreciate it.
All righty. Good talk to you.